James, I must ask you a question.
Hit me with it.
Do you think the opposite sex loves mustaches?
Some do. Guess it depends what that mustache is attached to. It's probably a big factor.
I saw something the other day that said that facial hair increases your likability by 25%. Yeah.
Danny's over here. She just started laughing at that. I wonder why that is.
Well, there's more that goes into it. I think it was stubble was the most likable. So like maintained stubble. And then I think the mustache was obviously the highest. That only makes sense. And then like the little goatees that blow in the wind, those were not liked at all.
None against anybody, but I can see that.
Yeah. What movie was that where the guy's like little goatee is blowing in the wind? Do you know what that is? Do you know what movie that is?
Do not.
Damn. But anyways, yeah, I don't know why that is. I think it shows manliness, but also
Masculinity.
well-kept-ness. Huh? Masculinity, yeah.
Well, I think it would also depend on how squared off that jawline is too, when it's nice and cleanly shaved, you know?
Yeah, that's also another fact.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's definitely.
you got kind of like a square jawline there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They could
I would
be
say so.
more manly, you know?
What is?
My
You
jawline.
said you could be more manly?
Yeah, I can get the sling blade going. Thanks, fried taters.
Ain't no gasoline in it.
Danny makes fun of me because every time I do an impersonation of anything, I immediately get the bottom jaw pushed out. She's like, "Why do you do that?" I'm like, "I don't know. It's funny."
Well, that's usually when I'm going to make a bad decision. I push my
Yeah.
jawline out. Yeah.
What? Oh, gotcha. When you push your jawline out, you're about to make a bad decision.
Yeah. Brandon says that anytime I'm going to make a not the best decision, I do this. Okay.
Like overthink.
I don't know. Push my jawline out. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't, he said it. He said it the other day. He's like, anytime you're gonna make a bad decision, you just that's usually when I know. I can always tell you're thinking
Thinking bad, huh?
you're gonna do the exit you're gonna do the opposite of what you should do.
Huh.
Yeah. But it happens, you know.
Yeah. I do enjoy it when I have a mustache. I hate the growing out of the mustache.
Yeah.
It is, once it's there, I do enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm at that stage where it's just like the growing out part.
I was thinking about growing one the other day, but I don't know. I do
Mean, I
like
think you should do
mustaches.
it.
I
You
do
know,
like
it's
shaves.
summertime's coming, you're gonna start sweating. You want to keep that sweat off that upper lip, you know?
Yeah.
A little deterrent of sweat and juices, whatever juices may be on your face.
You getting vulgar there?
No, that like
Flavor saver? Is that what you're talking about?
orange juice, grape juice,
Yeah.
lemonades.
Yeah.
So that's what I was talking about.
Let's keep it PG.
Yeah, as we should. I was just making a statement, you know. But, you know, anyways, back to business, man. How's everything going on your end?
Man, it's been so crazy. We just bought another company Friday. So trying to get prepped and ready for that, getting the punch list all done. You know, as you and I were talking, I said something the other day. It's like cutting down a tree, man. It's fun yelling timber and watching that thing hit the ground. But it is that's when all the fucking real work starts, you know?
Once the tree is down and you got to start cutting.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, that's that's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. That's for damn sure. The trees have been cut and it's time to start harvesting the firewood.
Yeah, for sure. But where was I going with that? And I got another one, like if everything works out, I'm gonna have another one in April, or excuse me, May. So it's like,
Sheesh.
man, we got two back to back, and fuck, it's a lot going on, you
Oh, I
know.
guarantee it, man.
So
Well,
excited
what,
about it, but it's a lot of fucking work.
yeah. I mean, I can only imagine, dude, having to make sure you got everything in line to make sure those things are happening correctly. I'm sure all the T's got to be crossed, all the I's got to be dotted on those.
Yeah, for sure. Well, but you got some exciting stuff going on your side too, man.
Yeah. Brokerage is opening up. We're waiting on some final paperwork, waiting on my attorney to finish that up. But as of right now, everything's a go. A few of the things just got to be squared away, but genuinely, everything right now has been, opening up the brokerage on the north end. The partnership's in place. Everything's a go. Everything's a go. So right now, I know that I'm in a transition and things aren't as busy right now, or as busy as they're gonna get. But I can tell you right now that it's I'm putting things in place so that I have a process. And I've gotten to the point where I'm running on all ends, and it's a hell of a time.
You know, that's what I was talking about. We're in a really tough industry. So I'm like, staying focused, even though you're burnt out right now, is, you know, that's so key. 'Cause when things open back up, I mean, that's when you want to be like on point, you know, and just staying focused and getting through that time so you can, like, when it opens up, you don't want to be the person like retooling. You want to be the person that's fucking already dominating. You know what I
That's
mean?
right. That's
Like,
right.
so even if it's hard right now, like, don't take your eye off the ball.
Yeah. And that's been the main focal point of, like, okay, look, it's time to get into the trenches and start dialing things in, knowing exactly where we're at, knowing exactly what we're doing, making sure that we've got the systems in place. Because Kaylee, being my right hand on everything that I do, it's important for her to be able to make sure that she's in a place where she's dialed in, because she's taking on not just the team stuff, not just the processing of the team stuff, plannings and all that stuff, but also with the brokerage, because she's going to be running a lot of that stuff. And so, you can't just simply focus on you and where you're at and making sure you're squared away. You've also got a team around you that you've also got to get squared away.
That's right.
And so
That's right.
that's been a lot of it too.
Yeah. Hey, shifting up really quick. Have you ever looked at what is, have you ever done your love language?
Yeah.
What's your love language?
So I'm split between affirmations and quality time, or
Physical touch.
physical touch. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was reading a thing by Pat Bet David. Have you heard of Pat Bet David? He's pretty
No.
big on social media. He runs a huge life insurance firm. I mean, massive life insurance firm. Guy's got a really cool story. He's built an awesome empire. And he was talking about one of their things is using the love language in their. Using the love language and how they work as a team. And I thought that was really cool.
That is
So
cool.
Like, think about it. If it's words of affirmation and you do something big, you it didn't necessarily somebody hand you a bonus. It still maybe come to you and either in private or in front of the team praising you, right?
Yep.
Like, and I thought that was a really cool concept. Like, what do you think about that?
I like that. I like that a lot. Because addition to that, I mean, that's something we've been trying to implement with the team is making sure everybody feels, making sure that they feel appreciated, right?
Yeah.
And also with, we were doing competitions and we were focused on money. Right. So, hey, if you do this, you get, $1,500 like at the end of the month or whatever. And no one really cared. But when I asked them, like, hey, what would motivate you guys? Money. Okay. But we put $1,500 on the board if you get 200 contracts, but you guys didn't even care about it.
Yeah.
So what actually motivates you guys? And so I started doing this thing. I was like, look, you know what? 6 week competition. At the end of that 6 weeks, you get to pick. We're going to send you on a vacation to the mountains or whatever.
Yeah.
And you get to pick the location. And it turns out spending quality time with the people that they care about, with their spouse, they get to pick the vacation spot. They get to do that. They get to, do all of that stuff. And now, everybody's putting numbers on the board.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
Pretty
funny
cool.
that was one of those things. But no, I love the idea of being able to actually do that assessment and make sure that you're praising those folks around you the correct way. Because you're going to
Yeah.
get more out of them that way.
Yeah.
So.
I think also the thing with that is then you're having people actually analyze what they truly like. It's making them realize what actually motivates them too, right? Like, it's making them feel good about what's going on. And that's huge. That's like, 'cause some people don't know what it is, right? I mean, it's like in a relationship doing the love languages, telling you, hey, this is what I like, right? So, and his whole thought was, that everybody talks about treat, do unto others as you want them to do to yourself, right? Or do unto you. But he's like, that's bullshit. It's not that. It's do unto others as they want it to be done. That's a really deep thought.
That's and to be able to apply that actually and genuinely would honestly change everything about how you run your company, right?
Right.
And how the people around you actually are involved with what's going on because they want to be there because they are appreciated the way that they want to be appreciated.
Right. Right.
Dude, that's a talk about a buy-in. I can't think of any other way that people are going to buy in any harder when they're appreciated the way that they like to be appreciated.
Yeah. Well,
So
and I
it's
think it also it makes me go back to thinking like, okay, yeah, we want to build a business, but why? Right? Like, what if I broke down how what mine is? And make sure I'm feeding what my language is from the business to me. And how often do I do that? So if I'm sitting here as the owner of the place and I'm beat down or I'm tired or wore out or whatever, right? Like, my team probably is too.
And
Am I wrong?
what's keeping everything motivated? Like,
Right.
what's keeping that motivation of, oh, okay, I'm 1,000 calls deep. I got to make 1,000 more. Why am I going to make that extra 1,000? Is it going to be because, well, at the end of the day, I get to make, an extra 10 grand, or is it, I know for a fact at the end of this, I'm getting praised in front of the entire group of people that I'm here for. So it's like there's got to be something.
Yeah, I completely agree. Sorry, man. My phone's like blowing up over here.
You're good.
Anyway, it's a cool concept. I'm gonna see how maybe I can do some of that in my office. I will tell you, we're in the process of building a anonymous survey for the entire company where people can reply back. We're going to send it out to everybody in the company and they can reply back and we can get some real feedback on what's working well in the company, things they'd like to see changed, thoughts, just ideas, and it's totally anonymous and just see what kind of feedback we get.
I like that.
I'll be interested to see what comes back from it. So we're actually working on that now. So we can constantly kind of check this temperature and see what's going and different ways of doing it, right? You need to do group stuff where people are being constructive. You need to do one-on-ones and then also things where people feel like they have room to just speak what's truly on their mind.
Yeah.
And let's see what comes back from it.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to do it. You think anonymous is the best way to go?
I don't know. I really don't know if it is or isn't, but
Yeah.
that's the current way we're talking about doing it. I mean, because if somebody just rants and bullshits in it, then
Yeah.
okay. But maybe if there's ranting and stuff, I mean, we can toss all that. Maybe at the core, there is something that's valid,
Yeah.
you know? Or maybe we go, hey, look, we got somebody with a really bad attitude on our team. Let's figure out who it is and weed them out, you
Yeah, I've
know?
got one of the new agents that we brought on. His attitude, I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt of like, he's new. So maybe he has like this new, maybe he's not used to being new somewhere. He's not
Yeah.
used to being at the bottom. And so I'm trying to figure out what that moral support is. And I sent a text out yesterday because he texted me and was like, hey, just, you know, what would you like to see from me? Because I feel like I'm doing a good job. And I was
Nice.
like, oh, this is one of those moments.
Yeah.
This is one of those moments that I get to actually have the genuine conversation of like, hey, you know, this is what I would like to see, and this is not what I'm seeing. And I think him coming across that way and saying it like, hey, I think that I'm making strides here. What would you like to see from me is a huge improvement from what I'm picking up on my end and what the team is picking up.
Yeah.
So that was a good thing.
Yeah. No, I like that, dude. And, you know, having that candid conversation, I do like it where somebody is craving the feedback and then they even ask for it, right?
Yeah.
So.
And that's going to be one of those, it's going to be one of those events where it could, you know, depending on what I actually say and come up with, it could either change what's going on or it's going to, you know, kind of double down on where he is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure somewhere in your core values, you have something that's discussing attitude at some level, form, or fashion. And, you know, but that's a lot of times when I see stuff getting off, I'm not constantly, I get off the habit of constantly talking about our core values. Am I praising on core values? Am I reprimanding on core values? Like, I should anything I'm doing in an engagement should in some way correlate to our core values, right? Giving feedback, just helping, whatever. Hey, we should do it this way because why, right? Because our core value of you know, being engaged and knowing what's going on with the client, whatever, right? So having that core value built into that conversation
Yeah.
always is, to me, is extremely important.
Yeah. And that's so the I'm gonna tell you this. That last time that we talked, you mentioned the value sheet
Yeah.
that you guys did. I did it with my team.
Oh, really? How'd that go?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing, because everybody, each individual team member filled their sheet out and then we went through it as a group. To hear every single one of them comment on the other person, that's exactly how I see you. That's exactly what what you just went through, that makes sense. That adds up. And I was like, man, that's cool because that means that people are in alignment.
Yeah.
Right. And then when we had to go through the process of like, why is this? Like, why is this actually a value to you? Being able to hear each individual team member be like, okay, this is important to me because of this. This is important to me because of this. Which I took it a little bit step, I took it a step further of, you have to take out number 10. Why did you take that out? Whatever. I dove in a little bit further and was like, do you think the company holds the values that you guys think are important? Everybody was like, yeah. So it was an eye-opening event because I was able to see what was important to the people that were around me, that which I thought I knew, and I knew a majority of them, but there was also some things where I was like, huh, you value humor over money. Or whatever it may be. And I got to know each individual person, even though I thought that I knew them on a higher level. I got to see and actually dive into depth of why they think those things are important. So it was a cool thing, dude.
Nice.
Did you ever do that with your team?
No, I should know.
Mm.
No, I do not.
Have you, I know you, okay. Have you brought that to the team?
No.
I mean, you got a bigger operation though.
Don't make excuses for me. It still needs to happen. Honestly, the bigger it is, probably the more important it is.
Right.
I mean, I
Yeah.
think it's important now. If I had 10 people versus 100 people, where do you think it'd be more important?
Yeah.
100, right? Because
Yeah.
at 100, you got less communication and less oversight from you as the owner, as your vision, as what you have. You have this expectation the way, I mean, really, you think about it, that company is your identity in a
Yeah.
lot of ways. It replicates your identity.
Yeah.
So the things you see bad in your company, oh man, fuck, I'm talking really hard to myself right now. The problems you have in your company are a reflection of your identity in the things that you like. It's a character trait of you, you
Yeah.
know?
So, back in the day, not to take it off of you, but to add on to that. Back when I was coaching with David, that's the exact same thing. The what your company has and the lacks that it has are all simply based off of you as a person. Your company is an exact a reflection. Your company is an exact reflection of you as a person.
Yeah.
Period. It
Wow.
has your lacks. It has all of the benefits that you have. It has everything that you are as a human being is what your company is. All the reviews,
Yeah.
all of the negative reviews, all the positive reviews, every person that's inside your company is a reflection of you. And I was like, holy shit. He said, so if
Yeah.
you can point it out in your company, there's a hole in you. And you've got to dial in on each one of those things.
Yep, I agree.
So what holes are you seeing? Or what is a hole that you see?
What we had issue with is which we've done a lot to stamp it out. I used to give a lot of room for if people had an issue with somebody else in the office, they could vent to me. What do you think that's created? A ton of gossip.
Yeah. Oh,
So I had to
James
come
is
in. I had to huddle everybody. I said, I've allowed this and I'm at fault for this and it's over. I don't want to hear any more gossip. If there's a true problem that can't be settled, you need to bring it up to management. It does not need to go to a colleague. It needs to go up through management for us to resolve. But like I've created that environment and
Yeah.
made that acceptable. And I
What?
still have an issue here or there. But I mean, that is 100% squarely on my shoulders.
Yeah, there was something that Morgan said. I don't know. We were on a trip. Maybe we were on our way to somewhere. Morgan said that Whenever he had somebody come into his office that was going to vent about another situation, he would always bring in that second person. And then magically that problem disappeared.
I like that.
Yeah. Because it
Yeah.
wasn't actually a problem. You were just trying to, start something or whatever. And if there was a situation, it got dealt with at that moment.
Yeah.
And that was something that I don't have too much of that here. Everybody's pretty much open and probably a little bit more open than they should be. But that was something that I always kind of put in the back of my brain.
Yeah.
Like if I ever have an issue with if someone ever has an issue with another person on the team, it'll be handled that exact way. They will both come in, we will hatch out, hey, this what is the situation with you? What is the situation with you? Why is this happening? Fix it.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky enough on my end not to have anything like that.
Good. Good. That's awesome.
But that's super interesting.
Yeah.
Super interesting. So I know that we've talked about it before, that issue
Yeah.
where you were like, I think during that time of like you said that you I think it, we actually had a podcast that day where you were like, I had everybody come into the I had a meeting that morning, or you had a meeting that morning, and just address it up front.
And it's like, I mean, that can apply to anything, right? Like, hey, do you have people that are lazy that are not working in your company? Okay. But you go, oh, I'm not lazy. I work hard. But if you sanction them not doing something, you're being lazy and being in charge of them,
Yep.
right? Like, you're being lazy in that moment. So you are lazy about something that's holding them accountable to getting their stuff done. So, I don't know, man. It's fun. I mean, there's no that's part of the fun of this thing is that it there's always something, there's always something that can be an improvement, a way to move forward. And I like that. I do like that about it. As frustrating that is to me, there's always like, man, somewhere in there's like a this jigsaw is gonna come together in this situation. I just gotta figure the code, it's gonna work. So but yeah, this is a good podcast today.
Yeah, I think this is a jam up one. How was the audio on both ends?
Fantastic. Y'all, we've had some audio issues. We had a one of our best last week.
Yeah.
And sure shit if the audio didn't just go to shit on us and didn't do something right. So hate that y'all missed out on that.
Yeah, me too. It was a lot of good content.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, Jazames, do you think?
Grinder out.